Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio with Joe Stopulis and Father Zach Kautsky is inspiring men to live out their call to holiness every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Courtesy of Farm Bureau Financial Services and Construction Professionals, it's time to Man Up.
Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are broadcasting today from the Mercy Live Up Studios, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Around the globe, streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Also, please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. I am Joe Stopulis, along with Father Zach Kautsky. Today, we are joined by Jared Zimmerer, and we will be discussing masculinity and faith. Father Zach, would you please open us up in a word of prayer?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, you are holy above all others, and you hold the strength that we need in your hands. So we ask you for that strength today, that we would be truly men after your heart, that we would be men that protect, provide, and establish for those entrusted to our care. And this we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, Father, I'm really excited. Our guest today is Jared Zimmerer, and he is becoming a pretty well-known Catholic name around the country, mostly due to the fact that he is now teamed up with Bishop Barron and the Word on Fire team. So his name's getting out there a lot more. He's hosting, you know, Bishop Barron's one of the largest Catholic podcasts in the country. He helps host that, and he travels around the world with Bishop Barron doing various things with his ministry. So obviously excited to talk with him, but even more so, he's going to be this upcoming Saturday in Des Moines for the Strongman Day, which we're going to talk about a lot with him. But before we do that, I want to kind of talk about what is a Strongman Day. I think a lot of people are worried that they're going to have a weight fall on them and be injured for a while. So we wanted to just take a minute or two here before Jared comes on and joins us to talk about that. So again, we're going to talk about masculinity and faith, and that's really what Jared's mission is to combine the masculine and while still fostering that life of faith. And so the Strongman Day is a great opportunity to do that. What it is, in my mind, is it combines a men's conference. So if you've been to a Faith of the Journey conference, it combines that with actual athletic competition. And so it's a very unique event. And we in Des Moines are blessed to have a unique venue to do that. So it's going to be up at the Camp Dodge Historical Pool Pavilion. So, again, having Camp Dodge right here in our own backyard is a tremendous value, and we're going to take advantage of it for this specific event. And so Jared is the keynote speaker at this event. So Jared goes around the country doing a lot of men's conferences, but also some of these athletic competitions. Because Jared, do yourself a favor and Google search him.
He's a big dude.
He's
a Catholic bodybuilder.
Huge. I heard him recently on a podcast he does. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think his deadlift is at like 600 pounds, and then his squat and his bench press are both like 400 pounds plus or minus 50. So he's already in the 1,000-pound club with just two lifts. The guy's huge. So anyway, he does a lot of these things around the country. And the way that this one is going to work, and really what I want to do is to help, obviously, first and foremost, encourage people to show up and to be there. These events take a lot of work to put on, and they're always life-changing. If you've ever been to the Christ Our Life Conference or any of the men's conferences, you understand that these keynote speakers and these breakout sessions are always so full of energy and the spirit. And so, again, I just encourage you to come. And my goal over the next 30 seconds is to take people like me who are either skinny and can't lift a lot of weight, or people who maybe just don't have any interest in athletic competition at all, and maybe reach out to you and say, you need to reconsider, need to come, because it's a great event for people who are competing and people who are not competing. So first and foremost, we're having Mass at 8 in the morning, with Rosary actually starting before that at 7:30 in the morning. And then throughout the day, we have the opening prayer at 9 a.m., so that's really when things get kicked off. And then shortly thereafter, so Jared Zimmerer is going to give two keynote presentations throughout the day. And so, again, you've got a world-class speaker coming here and then giving two talks. There are paths for these breakouts between people who are doing competition. So there will be actual athletic
Like strongman.
Strongman-type competition. I don't know any of the details. They try to keep it hidden as far as what the, what they're actually doing. Are you doing lifts? I know nothing about that. I just know there's a competition side, and then there's a breakout for people who do not want to do that. And they have, we have speakers planned to talk to you about, okay, if you're going to have to do that, how can we grow in your faith? How can we grow in your physical activity outside of that? I don't know, even know what the topics are. They try to keep this stuff kind of hidden from me as much as possible. But the point being, there are multiple ways to go with this. And it's an all-day event, and it ends at right around 3:30. And after that, we are having what I would call social hour. Mm-hmm. So it starts with prayer and breakfast. Lunch is included. It's $30, and it ends with a social hour. And it's going to be an awesome day. And I can't encourage our listeners enough to make it out to that event. Again, it's this Saturday, June 24th, at the Camp Dodge Historical Pool Pavilion. Go to iowacatholicradio.com to sign up or for more information. And when we are going to head to a short break, and when we get back, we will have Jared Zimmer on to discuss the event and his ministry. So stick around, and we'll be right back. My help comes from you. You're right here pulling me through. Welcome back to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up Studios, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Around the globe, streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. I am Joe Stopulis, along with Father Zach Kautsky, and today we are joined by Jared Zimmer.
Jared is a best-selling author, speaker, bodybuilder, blogger, husband, and father of five children. He's the founder of Strength for the Kingdom, which is a ministry promoting men's growth and virtue, knowledge of the Catholic faith, and the understanding of authentic masculinity through physical endeavors. He is the lead author of the best-selling book, Man Up, Becoming the New Catholic Renaissance Man, which discusses authentic Catholic manliness. And today, Jared joins us from Dallas, Texas.
More or less Dallas, Texas. Jared, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here.
So glad you named your book after our show.
Yeah, that was very nice.
He's a big fan, of our show, so we appreciate you, doing that.
Great.
And we didn't charge you royalties or anything. Well, first off, again, thank you for joining us today. And we just spent the first segment talking a lot about what's upcoming, what to expect on Saturday at the Strongman Days here in Des Moines. But wanted to talk with you. Obviously, you're the keynote speaker for it. And so we want to talk about the Strongman Days. But before we get to that, we also want to talk about you and your background and your ministry. So let's start with your background. How did you get involved in the faith? Where are you from originally? And how did you get to the point where you're going around the world speaking about masculinity and faith?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised here in Texas, up near the Dallas area, cradle Catholic. My father was cradle Catholic. My mother converted whenever I was receiving my first communion, and pretty much raised in a pretty Catholic household. But really, my faith didn't become my own until I was in college, and in large part it has to do with the idea of authentic manliness. Basically, I kind of hit a point where I was trying to decide for myself, is the faith for me or is it not? And it was directly tied to my question of what is a good man. And so I started seeking out the answers and went back to the old philosophers like Cicero and all those guys. And then through the basically virtue ethics of manliness, went through to Thomas Aquinas, the Catechism, Fulton Sheen, and the like. And so that's really how I kind of got the faith from my head to my heart as a man. And right around that same period of time, when I was in high school, I loved sports. It was pretty much my lowercase g god for a while. And I focused a lot of my efforts on it, but I ended up getting hurt. I got my knee hurt pretty seriously in high school. And so the idea of continuing to play after high school pretty much got taken away from me. But I'm a pretty competitive guy, and so I decided to go hit the weights and just see what would happen there. And within about a week, I got bit by the iron bug and absolutely fell in love with the whole aura of the gym and bodybuilding and powerlifting and just everything to do with fitness. And then in college, I ended up getting my undergrad in kinesiology, which is basically if you wanted to become a coach or possibly the prereq to become a physical therapist, you usually get the undergrad in kinesiology. So through all of that, I ended up creating an organization called Strength for the Kingdom when I was in college. And basically, it was just an opportunity for a bunch of college guys to get together and lift weights together, but then also be totally open to any, you know, catechesis or prayer or discipleship that we wanted. And, you know, there for a little while, we had 20 to 30 guys that were meeting every week to lift, do some martial arts. I also have a small background in martial arts as well.
So not only are you way bigger than me, you could also destroy me in martial arts. Good. This is good. This is going very well. All right.
So from there, I ended up writing a book called The Ten Commandments of Lifting Weights, and it's basically just my own thoughts on how the weight room can help you become a good man and also help you to deepen your relationship with Christ and His church. And then from there, it kind of took off, and people, it's amazing to see the interest from people that they've already been involved in fitness and never really made that connection between what they're doing with their body and the soul, and how both of them trying to achieve greatness is a really great way to become a good disciple of Christ. And now, of course, I work for Bishop Robert Barron at Word on Fire as the Director of Outreach and Mission, and so I get even more of an opportunity to speak to people about these things I'm passionate about. So it's been a great route.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I have a very important question. How much did you weigh when you got the bug? So before you started powerlifting, how much did you weigh?
So I was a pretty big kid in high school.
Okay, you were already big. Okay, I wasn't sure if you just got giant.
As a sophomore, I weighed 205. I was a pretty big kid.
In high school?
So, yes.
I wrestled 103, so you and I were a little different, I think. And so then from there, you got the bug from there and you went along. Okay, so you were already a large man before that. That's fair to say. Good. So then, you know, I think one of the interesting things is most people, when they think weight room, they think vanity. So how do you take that initial assumption that most people in the world would say, people who are doing that, it's all vanity, it's vain, versus, no, we can take it and use it for good?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because that's probably the very first question I started getting whenever I started speaking and writing about this is the question of vanity. And the first thing I answer to that is, well, I also see a lot of vanity outside of the weight room. It's not like it's just in the weight room. Perhaps it can become a magnifying glass for someone who's already vain, but it's not necessarily a guaranteed catalyst to become vain. But at the same time, it's also quite a humbling experience. I mean, when you go into a weight room and, I mean, first thing you realize is that you are not God. Maybe you want to pick up 500 pounds, but right now you're picking up 135. It's just the reality of it. And so it humbles you. It makes you realize that you've got a lot of work to put forth if you're going to become good at this sport or good at lifting weights. And so indeed, it can become an opportunity for vainglory, but I argue that's an internal thing that perhaps the catalyst isn't just the weight room. It's a matter of virtue within yourself. And so I say recognize also the humbling experience that could come about from being in the gym.
You're listening to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio, and today we're joined by Jared Zimmer from Word on Fire. He's also the founder of Strength for the Kingdom. Jared, we have this event coming up that you're going to be speaking at here in Des Moines, the Strongman event on June 24th. Can you talk a little bit about what we can expect at that event?
Yeah, so, you know, lots of fun to begin with, but there's going to be several strongman competitions. So there's a kind of a difference in sports here. So we have thrown out the words bodybuilding, powerlifting, and strongman. So bodybuilding is much more about the aesthetics. Powerlifting is specifically about, like, how much can you pick up, how much can you bench, how much can you squat, how much can you deadlift. Whereas strongman is much more about the everyday experience. So being able to pick something up and walk across a certain amount, or possibly flip a tire, or
possibly flip a tire,
a bike tire for Joe. Maybe.
Yeah, so it's much less about the aesthetic and much more about strength, just pure raw strength, and kind of the history of strongman goes all the way back to the native tribes a long time ago, where they used to pick up rocks and pick up stones. Perhaps you've seen on Braveheart where they pick up stones and throw them, and it's considered the manhood stones. It's basically a continuation of that. It's like sort of like these manhood tests, if you will. And so with that, we'll have those competitions, but then I'll also be giving a few keynotes myself, kind of discussing this integration of mind, body, and soul when it comes to fitness and when it comes to masculinity. But then also there'll be some practical kind of side events as well, where people are giving good advice on how to start getting involved in the gym, you know, diet, training, all of that. So sort of an all-around good day. And then, of course, lots and lots of protein.
Lots and lots of protein bars and shakes. Well, and I would say one of the things that I think about, because Father Zach and I talk a lot about just working out in general and using it as a way to for stress relief, quite frankly, is one of the biggest reasons I think that, you know, you talk about getting in the gym and having that bug for the gym. I think everybody in some way, shape, or form has to release their stress, and people do it in different ways. And, you know, a lot of people either, you know, turn to hopefully not drinking and eating and things like that, but there's so often that's how people turn to stress is through things that are probably a negative, or go to the internet and just internet binge for a while. Whereas if you can take that release and put it towards something that's a good, now you're being productive in your life and you're becoming a better father and a better husband and a better brother to those around you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And studies have shown that we, especially men in particular, need that release of the gym. I mean, the hormones, just the simple cell work of the body needs that activity in order to relieve stress. You end up sleeping better because you've kind of given out this energy. But then also, I mean, if you just think about the average American male in the West today typically sits behind a desk and stares at a computer for several hours a day. And so we aren't physically challenging ourselves or physically putting out any of that kind of sweat and toil that's so natural to us. And so this gives us an opportunity to sort of tap into that moment of our masculinity. But then, by all means, it's one of the greatest stress reliefs in my life. I notice for me it's a lot like confession. If I don't go for a while, I start getting grumpy. And my wife will say, you need to go to the gym, and then go to confession. So.
And on Saturday, you could probably do both. So just an FYI, for another plug for the Strongman Day.
Jared, you talked about the fact that so many men are behind computers, you know, that we have maybe a more sedentary lifestyle than ever before. What do you think is the biggest problem that men face today? It's kind of a deep question, but in your mind, what's the biggest challenge that men face today?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw out two, actually. I think first and foremost is that men have not been given a mission. Just in general, they don't feel challenged to become something great, kind of given that purpose in life. And I think there's a lot of factors that go into that, considering culture and considering modern education and all of that type of stuff. But just in general, that living with passion and kind of living with that intense drive to be excellent in virtue and as a parent and as a husband, just as a man, that hasn't been really preached and taught in homes by their own fathers very much. And then secondly, I think that a lot of men do not have their own personal sort of tribe, if you will, their own close amount of friends. More and more studies are showing that the middle-aged American male is the loneliest of pretty much any demographic in the United States. And that's dangerous for men. We, as Scripture says, right, iron sharpens iron. And talking about men getting together, that's the way it's been since the beginning of time. And it's sort of the way God set us up to challenge one another and to build each other up. And we need that time. But unfortunately, I think even the idea of authentic friendship between males has really been somewhat lost. Perhaps maybe we have that one friend we can reach out to, but we really do need a group of men that we can trust and we can sort of spill our heart out and be able to disciple one another in this journey. And so I would say that those two things really are sort of undercutting the opportunity for men to really express their masculinity.
Well, in talking with Father Zach, you and myself, you're preaching to the choir, because we speak openly about this quite frequently, kind of that band of brothers mentality, how you need to strengthen each other. And, you know, iron sharpens iron, and we all make each other better. And I will say this. I am a fan of your work, specifically with the stuff you've been doing with Taylor Marshall and the Maccabee Society. I think you guys have a great friendship, and you talk oftentimes about how you as friends can continue to bring each other and those around you to Christ. Let you have a quick plug for that podcast and what you're doing over there.
Yeah, so Taylor and I, unfortunately, we haven't recorded in quite some time.
I know, I wasn't going to say anything.
This is more of a request.
I wasn't going to say anything, but fine.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, Taylor has become one of my best friends in the area. He lives basically like 15 miles up the road from me. We've got another buddy of ours that comes and lifts weights with us regularly, and Basically, I've been very blessed to have these close friends of mine that they're all good Catholic males with big families like me. And they're just striving to be virtuous, and they also understand that, you know, as men, we need to have each other. We need to be able to, sharpen one another and challenge one another and build each other up. And, you know, Taylor challenges me on the intellectual end. He's, you know, he's got a PhD, and then I've been able to challenge him physically, and we just go back and forth like that. But in large part, our what we've been doing together has been, in order to sort of help garner this desire for this masculine friendship among men, to be able to unabashedly grow these tribes together and be able to situate it so that it doesn't become something that takes you away from your primary vocation of husband and father, right? We don't want these organizations or these tribes or these friendships to become something that becomes a distraction towards your primary reason of your life right now, which is your vocation. But rather view it and see it as something that builds you up to become the best husband and the best father you can be.
Well, a couple quick hits before we have to take off here. Dr. Taylor Marshall has done the Exodus 90 program. So have Father Zach and I. Have you?
Actually, I did it with Taylor.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, you did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good for you.
You did the full 90?
I did.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
We just finished like a week or two ago, so we started.
Oh, nice.
We started it actually at the beginning of Lent, which is awkward going through Easter and fasting phase. But we've had a couple people from, you know, James Baxter from Those Catholic Men on recently, and we've had a few shows kind of outlining the what I call the great success we had with it. So glad to hear you went through that. I'm gonna say that purgation. I don't know what
maybe
it was.
Jared could come up with a weightlifting. I know there's workouts you can do, but.
Yeah.
It can just be like an Exodus 90 weightlifting routine. We'll work on that.
There you go. Work on that.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's, again, we talk a lot about it. I'm glad to hear that you've gone through that as well. Lastly, we just want to, again, encourage all of our listeners to make it to the event on Saturday. It is at Camp Dodge at the Historical Pool Pavilion, Saturday, June 24th. Rosary starts at 7:30. Mass starts at 8. And registration really goes until about 9, and then that's when we really kick it off with Jared starting at 9, around just after 9 o'clock. So, Jared, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. It's been great.
Awesome. If you want to hear Jared and learn more about his ministry, join us on Saturday. We'd love to see you there. So stick around, and we will be right back.
My help comes from you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. I am Joe Stopulis along with Father Zach Kautsky, and it's a lot of fun to have Jared on here. Again, he is Jared Zimmer is a big name in the Catholic world and continuing to grow there as he combines the masculine and the faithful. And I think it's important for all of us, especially listeners of this show, as this is really what we're zoning in on, is finding that masculinity while fostering the faithful leadership we need to have as men. So now for your homily in 99 seconds with Father Zach Kautsky.
This is a reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. Paul here speaks about weaknesses, and when he's speaking about weaknesses, he's not talking about sin, but what he's talking about is the events or the trials that we'll experience in this life for being Christians. And so Christ's power is made perfect when we are insulted for the faith, when we experience hardships in our life, when we experience persecution or any kind of distress or trouble as a result of our faith. These are all ways that God will bring us closer to himself. He'll humble us so that he can exalt us. But also, the way that he defeats the enemy is sometimes often through these very difficult trials. He's able to bring good out of that. And so when St. Paul says the words of Christ, "My grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness," we're not necessarily talking about sin. We're talking about the things that we will undergo as Christians. And so today, let's be aware of maybe those weaknesses that we experience in our life and see those as really opportunities for the Lord to work.
I remember a show, one of the first shows we ever did was with Adam Story. And he talked about how in the military, A line they use is complacency kills. And I think that is very appropriate, is what you're talking about with St. Paul there. If we're not getting better in the spiritual life, that means we're staying the same, and complacency kills. And so if we're not striving, especially those weaknesses, if we're not using those and trying to turn them into strengths, and by pushing ourselves further and in really pushing ourselves to become uncomfortable, and whether it's what Jared talked about with physical strength or if it's with spiritual strength, if we're trying to get out of our comfort zone, that's when we really experience growth. Again, that's in any part of your life, in your work life, as a father, in your spiritual life, in your physical, whatever it is. The only way to grow is by pushing yourself, especially pushing yourself past the point. So again, you think of high school athletics and those people getting pushed. I've heard you talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
They push themselves to places they never thought they can go. And by doing that, that's how you grow. So again, we'd love to see you this Saturday at the Strongman Day. And Iowa Catholic Radio is listener supported. So please consider making a tax deductible donation at iowacatholicradio.com. And while you're there, register for the event. Thank you again for joining us today on Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. For Father Zach Kautsky, I am Joe Stopulis. It's time to Man Up.
Man Up, inspiring men to live out their call to holiness with Joe Stopulis and Father Zach Kautsky. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Brought to you by Construction Professionals.